Nearly 70 years old, nervous and looking worn out, Elizabeth returned to Richmond, bitter over the way she felt the federal government had shunned her after the war. She became a constant complainer, irritating her niece Eliza Louise Clapp, who had moved into the mansion to keep house, and began lashing out at others. She became a problem at St. John's Church, arriving late and disrupting the service until congregants finally locked her out. Van Loo wrote in her diary of shouting matches she began having with her niece, claiming that Eliza abused her. The unveiling of Robert E. Lee's statue in Richmond on May 29, 1890, which drew an audience of 100,000 people, was a breaking point for her. She became increasingly isolated in the city, where residents continued to tell her she would never be forgiven for her betrayal and urged her to leave. Ever since the Lee unveiling, she wrote in one letter, "I have felt that this was no place for me." Van Loo was broke, savings depleted, no income coming in. A for sale sign remained posted in her front yard, but still no acceptable offers for a property gone to seed and considered tainted because of its owner. Black friends helped, and a handful of servants remained on the job, but whites harassed them for coming to her aid. Borrowing money for a stamp, Van Loo wrote to the sister of the late Colonel Paul J. Revere, whom she aided when he was a major and an inmate in Libby Prison. She asked for help. The sister had her son, John Phillips Reynolds, organize a fund that Van Loo's Boston friends contributed to. He began sending her annual allotments. Van Loo soon became close friends with Reynolds, whom she made executor of her estate. On his trips to Richmond, Reynolds frequently told Van Loo it was a shame she had not kept a wartime record. Van Loo finally admitted to him that she had. Reynolds guessed that it was a diary of some sort. She toyed with the idea of publishing it for needed income, but never did. Reynolds assumed she still feared that the diary's revelations would put her in danger. She might have destroyed it, he believed. Reynolds nevertheless kept after Van Loo about the diary. Her isolation grew. John, who had left the mansion to start a second family, died in 1895. Her sister Anna died a short time later, and then her niece Eliza passed away 5 years later. By Christmas of 1899, 81-year-old Elizabeth Van Loo began showing signs of edema, with the swelling beneath her skin becoming painful. Her doctor diagnosed a cancer. She had difficulty moving around her mansion, shorn of many possessions she had sold or donated to the needy over the years. But in the library still sat a bust of Lincoln. On the parlor walls still hung pictures of Grant and prominent Unionists.